Rebecca Rubin tugged at her wooden doll until the top and bottom pulled apart to reveal a smaller doll nesting inside. There were 7 painted dolls in all, each one tucked inside the next. They reminded Rebecca of her family, which numbered exactly 7. The dolls had belonged to Mama when she was growing up in Russia, before Rebecca was born. But now the Russian dolls were Rebecca's treasure. She lined them up along the parlor windowsill, behind the sheer curtains.
"Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please," said Rebecca to her imaginary audience.
Slowly, she drew back the curtains and wiggled the doll she thought of as the mother to the front of the windowsill stage.
"It's almost sundown," Rebecca said in a no-nonsense mama voice. "I hope you've all had your baths."
She moved the mama closer to one of the smaller dolls.
"Becky, dear," she said sweetly, "you are so grown up now. Tonight, you may light the candles."
Rebecca pretended 2 of the bigger dolls were her older sisters. She moved them to face the mama and squawked in a high voice,
"She's not old enough. She's practically a baby."
The 2 big sister dolls butted into the little Becky doll, and it wobbled close to the edge of the windowsill. Rebecca pushed the papa doll until it stood in front of the others.
"Well, curl my mustache," she said in a deep voice. "Becky's not a baby anymore. She knows the Hebrew blessing perfectly. She is certainly old enough to light the candles tonight."
Before Rebecca could make her brother dolls speak, Mama's very real voice broke into her performance.
"Becky, you'll have to put away your dolls," she called from the kitchen. "It's time to set the table."
"Phooey,"
Rebecca said under her breath. She let the curtains fall across her dolls and turned back to the parlor. Extra leaves had been placed in the table to make room for everyone, and Rebecca smoothed the large white tablecloth. She set out 2 silver candlesticks and placed 1 white candle in each. Every Friday, Mama cooked and cleaned all day to prepare for the Sabbath. Bubby, Rebecca's grandmother, came down from her apartment upstairs to help cook. Before the sunset, the family came together for a special dinner. Friday night was Rebecca's favorite time of the week.
"But Mama should let me do something more important than just setting the table," she thought, as she lifted a tall stack of Mama's best dishes from the sideboard.
Mama looked in from the kitchen.
"Don't carry too many plates at once," she cautioned. "And we need 1 extra tonight."
"Who's coming?"
Rebecca asked, adding a plate to the stack. Through the doorway, she could see Bubby frying fish in a black iron pan. Mama and Bubby glanced at each other, but Mama did not answer Rebecca's question. That made Rebecca even more curious to know who would be sharing their Sabbath dinner.
"Who is it, Mama?"
Mama stirred sizzling potatoes and onions as she answered,
"My cousin, Moisha."
Now Rebecca nearly did drop the plates.
"The actor?"
she asked. She had overheard her parents talking about Moisha before, but she had never met him. He usually traveled around the country acting in vaudeville shows, but other times he was out of work and needed to borrow money from Papa. Rebecca had always wondered what an actor was like in real life when he wasn't on stage. Tonight, she would find out. Rebecca took special care setting the table. She folded the linen napkins so that the crocheted edges were lined up neatly. If a real actor was coming to dinner, she wanted everything to be perfect.
"Sadie, Sophie," Bobby called.
A few strands of gray hair slipped from her neat bun and framed her round face. She opened the oven door and slid out 2 braided loaves of challah bread. Bobby only baked challah for Friday nights and holidays. Each loaf needed 2 eggs, and eggs were expensive. Rebecca's twin sisters hurried in, wearing matching dresses. Sadie's eyes sparkled, and she looked eager to help. Sophie followed behind her.
"Come check if challah is done,"
Bobby instructed them.
But the loaves are so hot, Sophie complained. She pulled away from the open oven. Sadie wasn't timid at all. She wrapped two fingers against the shiny crust. A hollow sound echoed back. Done, Sadie announced.